Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this Thursday. Ed Norris like to call this day.
It's Friday Eve, babe.
There you go.
Come on.
That's right.
Yeah, babe.
One day closer.
To what?
One day closer to the weekend.
So on...
That doesn't matter to me this weekend, though.
On Saturday, do you say we're one day closer to getting back to work?
One day closer to death.
No?
What?
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's true.
Right, Joe? Can't go somewhere like-minded.
What? We're talking about death now?
Who's the other dark person in the studio?
Well.
According to Joe, it's me. That's why he told me to turn the lights on. He couldn't see me.
So. Darkness.
It's a double entendre.
Oh, boy. What is going on in Ann Arbor, Michigan? We're going to talk about what's going on in Baltimore later, naturally. But Ann Arbor, Michigan, that... Dude.
Hey, by the end of the show, we'll know all the details from this cat over here. Yeah, you're not going to hear from him for 2 hours because he'll be investigating Michigan.
Who?
You.
You. Jackass. He's going to have all the details down that dark path right now on the internet. That is crazy. So... Jeremy, you explained the details of what happened. What happened?
Yeah, so, all right. So, apparently, the head coach of Michigan, Sharon Moore, knocked up, I don't even want to call an assistant there, but what would you say? Like
you said a staff member.
Staff member. Okay, fine.
She's a staff member.
So, knocked up a staff member.
Is she pregnant?
Huh? She was.
She was.
Okay, well, then she's not.
Well, he knocked up a staff member and then paid for an abortion.
Mike Tomlin said, do better.
With what?
Knocking people up.
Follow through.
How about Biff Poggi's the interim coach there? But go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So anyway, like the way that the story went, his wife found out, obviously Michigan found out, and they were relieving him of his duties. He was being fired. And then apparently he showed up at the girl's house, and I don't want to call it like a kidnapping or hostage situation. They said he ended up putting a knife to his throat, threatening to kill himself, and now he's been arrested. This whole story, I mean, there's just more and more coming out, just layers to it, but not something you expect to wake up to, or even as you're going to bed, you look and go, oh, Michigan fired their coach. Why? Oh, my me. That's what's going on?
Yeah. So what he got fired for wasn't a jailable offense, and then he took it to another level, and now he's locked up.
Yeah. I mean, there might even be more to this
story.
That's
about right.
Huh?
That's about right.
See, 30, yeah. At 39 yeah. years old... You know how forgiving sports is. He was pretty successful at Michigan. What did they go 9-3 this year? 17-8 overall in 2 years. So
there's even more.
He gets a mid-major job later on down the road. This gets swept under the rug in 2 years. Now, no. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
So you're a psychopath now.
He also, during the season, and this may be another part of why Michigan fired him, Moore gave the girl he was cheating on his wife with a 55% increase in pay out of nowhere. She was making $58,000 last year, and then all of a sudden he gave her a $90,000. She got raised to $90,000 a year as a staff member.
Well, he got tired of paying for stuff, so he made Michigan pay for it.
Well, and that might be another part of this of why they were doing it. But it's another situation where, again, you're talking about how young he is, millions of dollars, multiple kids, yeah, family, and then
$12 million buyout is not going to happen.
Yeah. Mm. But I wonder if it's because of the criminal behavior.
What? Not the buyout?
That's the reason this is going to be big, probably get fired and all this other stuff. Because I wonder, like I said, people are forgiving this stuff. Things happen, and I hate to say this, but it's not a university affiliated with the, you know, it's not Notre Dame or St. John's,
right,
or Liberty.
Right, religious,
or,
yeah.
Yes, you know, well, Brigham Young.
Well, the jail thing came hours after fired, right, Jeremy? That came hours after he got fired.
Yeah, because he ended up showing up at her house.
Yeah, he was fired with cause. Messing with a staff member. So that alone is going to make him not get paid.
Man, people are messed up. They're pulling up old Sherrod Moore tweets. What a great week in Paris. Such a blessing to be a part of the Michigan family. Off to the Ville for the weekend to enjoy the Kentucky Derby festivities. The trifecta hosted by at Diddy tonight. To start it off. Bonjour Bleu. That should be Bonjour Bleu. Can't stop, won't stop.
He really tweeted that?
He didn't tweet but he tweeted hashtag can't stop, won't stop.
So he went to the Diddy party.
Oof.
He went to the free golf?
Yeah, that's what it says. I finished that Diddy doc. Good God, man.
Diddy diddler.
He is.
He did.
The crazy part, well, let me ask you this question. Now that you've watched that, why is everyone going after 50 Cent because of this?
Yeah, did you see Marlon Wayans going after him?
Why are people going after him?
Is he?
Yeah.
And then 50 called him out. Hey, you know what this is going to turn into? It's going to, because Marlon has a son that's transitioning, right? Because mm-hmm. he 50 already posted pictures of him in a bathtub with like rainbow colored stuff. He's like, this you, and you're coming after me, man, stay in your lane. You know it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, it is. But everything in there is based on real footage.
But here's the other part of this is, like, how many of this person's celebrity friends were you at any of the parties and worried something might leak out about you?
So that's why people are going after him, so he can stop, hoping that he'd stop now?
I mean, we still haven't seen the Epstein files, right?
Let me ask you both this question. Is there anyone, is any celebrity pettier than 50 Cent?
No, because the best thing that he did is when he bought out the entire concert for Ja Rule.
And there was the first two rows.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. But there weren't anybody there anyway.
Yeah.
So, but like,
is there anybody pettier than 50 Cent?
You saw what he did with the ABC interview?
Yeah, he only did that interview because that's the only one they had at that jail.
That's what they showed.
The only network they had at jail.
And there was another thing that said, I think Stephen Colbert said, say something nice about Ja Rule. And 50 said, he's alive.
It's murder.
He is so petty, man. Wow. My point is, I don't know if I'd rattle his cage too much, man. You might be next.
That's how I feel. I wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah. You might be next.
No.
I like him. I'm a fan of his.
I'm a bigger fan of him, what he's done outside of rap than in rap. I love this first album. You know, like some songs on the rest of the other albums.
You mean like some of the other media stuff, like the TV shows he's produced and some of the acting?
I love those things, man.
Remember when he lost all that weight for that crappy movie he was in? It looked like you're like, is he okay?
Yeah.
He's staring at the picture. He's like, it's like 30 cents. What happened to all, what? Where did you lose
go
that?
Go change. Change, man.
Change of a quarter.
Yeah, I'm a fan of how he's just taking it to another level, man.
Will never have a problem with someone dragging someone that's done some out-of-pocket stuff.
Exactly. I mean,
and nobody's done more out-of-pocket stuff than Diddy when you start hearing about all the people he's drugged and raped.
My question is this. For those of you that are upset with him, is he lying?
Yeah.
Is he lying? If he's lying about it, then I got a problem. If not, then, hey, tell us everything. let us know.
When you start hearing all the names that were at his parties, you can understand why, like, nobody wants any of this stuff. Like, people got real quiet real fast when this stuff started to come out.
And the one thing we know right now, there's one person that didn't participate in anything, and that's 50 Cent. Well, we know for a fact that he didn't participate in anything, because if he did, he wouldn't be going after it. If there was a smudge of evidence that he participated in, he'd chill. The fact that he's going at him with both feet, jumping over with both feet, that means he is totally clean.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone back and listened to Eminem's song? Which song was
it? Yes,
yes. That where he talked about
I sent
about
it to
Diddy.
You when the album came out. Remember, I sent
was
it to you.
Was it Guilty?
I think it was. I can't remember what it was, but he went after him because he...
All the stuff he's saying is everything that's being said right now. Like,
And whose boys with Eminem? 50.
Never mind.
They're boys. Yeah. Come on. Start tying it all together. Who's next? Is Drake, Dr. Dre going to produce a whole album about it?
What did he say? Did he?
Yeah. He had like, what, four or five straight double entendres. Mm. Like, man.
You know, they said he's on the spectrum, that he had, that Eminem has a version of like Asperger's.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, when you think about lyrically, stuff,
he's absolutely brilliant. World is Stupid at 6:45.
The National Enquirer reported that.
But on the other side, the O's and Pete Alonso in agreement. 5 years, $155 million. Are you starting to have a little bit of faith right now? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
6:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, this is, you all know I wanted, my number one option was Kyle Schwarber, but right behind him was Pete Alonso. All the guy does is play every day. I mean, in a seven-year career, he's played at least 160 games four times. He's played at least 150 games every year except 2020 because there weren't 150 games to be played, only 60. And that year he played in 57. He posts. He absolutely
posts. We got two guys that post. Tito Ward and Pete Alonso.
Yeah. They both do.
No power this lineup has now?
They just acquired from last year, what, almost 80 home runs?
Yeah.
Oh.
There were only three people that had, what, 30-plus bombs and 100 ribbies, and one of them was Taylor Ward.
Outfielders.
Tito Ward. That's what it was, outfielders.
Yeah.
And like, looking at the signing, I don't know that there's a better fit because, realistically, you wanted right-handed power to go along with all these lefties, even though I would have taken Kyle Tucker over everyone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I still think Kobe Mayo turns into something special, but obviously now the writing's on the wall. You can get more for him than you can for Mountcastle.
I don't have the same faith in Mayo you do.
And also, I do. But Alonso is something special already. We know that.
Yeah.
That's the difference. The
bird in hand.
Oh, I'm not saying. Yeah. Look, for me, if we'd have got the outfielder and moved, maybe you're moving Beavers at that point. So it's like, hey, who do you have more confidence in moving forward? But it was ultimately about whatever they get and then making the subsequent move. They don't have to trade Mayo. They can send him to AAA, which seems a little counterproductive until something happens, somebody gets hurt, or
I think he trade him.
He just goes down there and crushes, and then you use that at the trade deadline again because they're not done.
You know, they're not done at all. That's the good thing about it. You know the great thing about this? Like, okay, last year they signed O'Neill, and we picked that apart, am I right?
Yep.
We had right to pick that apart because he's hurt a lot.
None of us liked it. I understood what they were doing. They went cheap for right-handed power because they didn't have any, and there was nothing else out there at that point.
This year they traded for Ward. You could pick that apart because you traded away a young arm. You don't know really. He only has 1 year left under control. Things you can pick apart. You can't pick anything apart about signing Pete Alonso.
Well, you know, somebody's
got to. There's no negative. If you find something negative, I slap you. There's nothing negative about this. They showed signs. They're showing signs that they were willing to pay. He's getting $31 million a year. He's a pure power hitter. He plays every day. There's nothing to pick apart, guys, about this signing.
The problem I have with people, like, I've already had it. I'm posting, hey, we're celebrating this signing, and I get the one, hey, it's all great that they signed Pete Alonso, but we still need pitching. I didn't realize that free agency was over.
Like, oh, I heard people,
like, come on,
people,
man,
killing it too. They're saying some of those ridiculous things they could possibly say. Like, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, that's good. That's great, but I still don't have any faith in these guys. What are you talking about?
All these cats.
They're the biggest free agents on the market.
The problem is all these cats that ran their mouths, whether you want to go back to the Trevor Rogers trade, mm-hmm, or if you want to go back to this offseason, they're not going to spend money. Oh, they had a terrible offseason last year. All those things. And at the trade deadline, oh, they need to blow this up. So what do? They trade away every expiring contract, and the fans bitched about that. Mm-hmm. And then you come back this year, and you start looking at what they're doing. These guys can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. They double down. They triple down. It's got to be something else. It's new ownership, guys.
Yeah.
This isn't the same old. It's not same old hat.
I'm listening to national radio yesterday. National, and whoever was reporting on it, I can't remember who it was. Anyway, he says the Angelos family would not have made this move. This is a national reporter.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned them. He said this is different Baltimore Orioles stuff. The Angelos family aren't offering Kyle Schwarber 150 and then come back the next day and sign someone else for 155.
Rob.
He said this is not happening under that regime. He said this is a completely different regime. You have an owner who says out loud, we're not cash strapped, and he goes out and proves it.
Remember when everybody was so happy that they made that trade for Corbin Burns They don't make that trade unless we have new ownership. The old ownership wasn't making a trade like that to take on salary, and they definitely weren't going to offer a contract the next year and offer him the most money out of any team, just like they did with Kyle Schwarber, but they're not willing to pay anybody.
It's just all the people, and they were like, yeah, but. It was anything to criticize. Alonso led the majors, not just the majors in home runs as a rookie. But led the major leagues his rookie season. Since then, other than COVID, take the six seasons that were full, that's 972 games. You know what he missed? 21.
Also, he led the
972.
He led the league in RBI back in 2022.
Yes, he did.
You know what I mean? He's never led, he led the league in doubles last year. He's never led the league in strikeouts. You know, he's never led the league in strikeouts. He's a guy that's going to put the bat on the ball. He played 162 games last year. He struck out 162 times. Well, you're hitting 38 home runs and driving at 126. Okay, so what?
Rob, no matter how you stack the lineup, you tell me where the easy out is. You tell me where you can pitch around Gunnar Henderson. Or, like, I want Gunnar Henderson back to leading off. Like, the lineup that you have now.
I do, too.
Like, I've seen people that have Sam Basayo hitting last or eighth. And, like, I'm not arguing that that's not going to happen. At some point, he's going to be hitting in the middle of the lineup because of the power and what he brings.
For who?
I mean,
you're right.
Pete Alonso hit fifth for the Mets. Like that, like the way that you can stack your lineup against lefty and righty pitching now, it everything changes.
Yeah.
And you can finagle. You've got some pieces. Like nobody's talking about Jeremiah Jackson being that piece that's going to slide in, play here or there.
Yeah.
Maybe he plays some center field too. And we see not a platoon per se, but you're going to have these stacked lineups. So. And they're not done. They're going to sign more pitching. The story just came out. They're in on Freddy Peralta, too.
Yep, yeah.
Which, that's the guy. If you gave me all those pitchers, that's the one I want, because I think he's better than everyone
else. People
out
aren't
there.
Excited about this. You're just a hater.
Honestly. World is stupid at 6:45, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. How does the Alonso deal impact the rest of the American League East? Are the Orioles now an immediate contender in the AL East? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Pete Alonso, 5 years, $155 million. You know, I'm going to let you wax poetically about it all you want. I'm just telling you up front, you can't give me anything bad about this deal. You can't. There's nothing bad with this deal. They've shown signs of spending money. They've shown signs of commitment with 5 years. They brought in a right-handed power hitter, the second one of the offseason. This team is moving in the right direction. East Baltimore, Larry. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you, man? Work is going to be fun for you this summer, Larry.
Yeah, that's very significant. This man a beast.
Yeah.
Can't say nothing bad about him.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm really happy for him. But I'm going to tell you something else about the reason before I go. Lamar needs to retire before he end up in a wheelchair. You have a nice day.
Oh, man.
I was just about to say.
You thought Larry
didn't get excited about anything. He not getting excited about anything. He's like, I love it. This man's a beast.
I'm never getting ahead of myself.
Larry's becoming one of my favorite callers, man. Let's go to Baltimore and get Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, folks. Good morning, Rob.
How are you?
Jeremy, Ed, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Rob didn't cut me off. I got two questions.
Uh-huh.
Where do you... Pete Alonso fit in the Warriors lineup.
Uh-huh.
And the Ravens question is, I think the Ravens are going to win the division. They're going to win the reality in their next four. Pittsburgh is going to lose the reality of their next four. And that's how I said that. I think Miami can beat Pittsburgh.
Hey Dave, I'm sorry. Ravens. I'm going to have to cut you off, bro. We keep it Orioles right now. I'm sorry. Where does Pete Alonso fit in? Fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to bat him third. You got too many good candidates for batting.
He's so good at driving in runs that people, and with the bats that you have here. Like, I've had this argument before where people are like, oh, power hitter, you got to put him here. I want my best hitter getting the most at bats. And when you have a lineup like this.
That's why I want Gunnar batting leadoff.
Me too.
Think about this. If Gunnar, Westberg, Basayo, Ward, Alonzo.
They had Adley batting seventh in the last one I saw.
Yeah, you could see that.
Colton Cowser batting towards the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right. It's a great move. I mean, it's nothing bad you can say about it, and it shows that they are
starting to put their money where their mouth is. They've been talking about doing stuff and trying to do things that didn't work out. So it's a great move. As far as I think you said something about how does it impact the East, but I mean, I don't think it's impacting the division. You know, Toronto's then got better, and of course, New York ain't going to stand still. And I don't think it's going to impact the division, per se, but it's definitely impacting us now.
You think they're still last place team?
No. We got some other parts to fill, but no. I don't think so. It does
impact the East. If you're saying they're moving, they're no longer last place team, then that's impacting the East.
But see, you know, we really didn't figure they was a last place team last year. Everybody was thinking they were, you know, so, you know, that was like a shock what happened to us last year, I think. But, Rob, real quick, you got to text me your girl's next home game, man.
Okay, it's the 22nd.
He said text him, man. He didn't ask you to tell him.
All right.
Text him. He would listen. Sorry.
Wade and Dud Dog. What's up, Wade?
I'm sorry. I'm mad at Jeremy, man. He's crazy. hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I'm ecstatic, Rob. You know, I called the other day, talking about Lamar and everything, man, but I was calling my friends, even my friends that don't even like baseball yesterday, and just telling them how ecstatic I am. I'm telling my girlfriend, no matter what happens this season, I had my third of 20-game plan or whatever, you know, I'll pay just to go down there and watch Pete hit the ball. But I say this, man, if you don't, as an Oriole fan, you kind of got to feel this, you know, it should feel it naturally. Like, this is amazing, man. The fact that they spent 5 years, $155 million, there's no way that they can go forward without trading like Mayo or Mountcastle. So, you know, they got to make another move. They're talking to Valdez. You know what I mean? Everybody knows it. Like, I don't think Elias and the ownership is going to come out here and look stupid and just get a Alfonso and call it a day, man. I think they're proving it, man. They fired off the warning shot. They're like, we're going all in, man. So I'm excited, man. I hope everybody else can get me excited. And let's go get a jersey. Let's go Orioles.
You know, one thing I think the move has done, Ed?
Yep.
People forgot about those price hikes on tickets.
you cut me off like that. Last night, a guy came up to me at the event at the tavern. He said, he told me to Alonzo, had his O's, you know, orange O's sweat, you know, on. And he just said, I just bought season tickets today. Like, yeah, I bet you did. That's definitely going to change things.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys don't hate Katie Greg so much now, do you? Katie ain't that bad now, is she?
Yeah, I mean, look, I saw a lot of people with smart ideas, and even our guy from Pigtown Sports talking about go out there, get Michael King. You know, you can get another piece for the bullpen, sign another arm. Like, the fact that Freddie Peralta's out there, Cabrera's name's been floated out, depending on what teams are looking for, there's a lot that you can do.
Let's go out to Park then and get Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. So I got two things on this one.
Okay.
First is what this deal has now shown is that we can negotiate with Boras clients. And as you know, we have a couple of them already on the team. So we have put faith in Boras clients that we are going to be realistic and fair when it comes to trying to keep you here or bring you here.
That's a great point.
My second point, which impacts really this year, is a lot of people talked about, and nationwide and the fans, we need starting pitching, which is true. But in my opinion, we needed to bring in a big bat first, because if you're a starting pitcher on this market, what's one of the first things you're doing when you're looking at a team that's interested in you?
Run support.
You're looking to see, hey, does this have a lineup that can give me 4 or 5 runs by the time I come out in the middle of the 6th inning? And now if you're Framber Valdez or Suarez or any of these guys, you're coming in there and you're saying, all right, you know, I'm at 100 pitches at 6 2/3. This lineup's got me 5 runs. I'm about to get out of here and get this win. Sure, I'll sign with them. So those are two things that I think this has really done for us.
Hey, thanks a lot. I love the both of those comments, but the Boras, that's good. I mean, that's goodwill.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is where this whole thing goes. Mike Elias doesn't want to pay anyone. JCM just tweeted out, last offseason, Elias offered 4 years, $180 million to Corbin Burns, the highest AAV ever for a pitcher. This offseason, he offered 5 years, $150 to Schwarber, the highest AAV ever for a DH. Today, he signed Pete Alonso for 5 years, $155 million. You know what I'm going to say, the highest AAV ever for a first baseman. And there's some people that are going to look at what Vlad Guerrero got in in Toronto, but the difference is the average value when you factor right. this in and what he's going to make. It's actually higher.
Essex, Manny. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing? You haven't talked in a while. How are you doing, guys?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
All right. The Oreo moves is really good, but I have one problem with that. I mean, we're spending money now. We're getting players that we want to play, right? But our young guys, like, they're not – they always get hurt. I mean, they're not – I mean, like Gunner sometimes, he gives a cold streak. Rossman, he can't hit the ball no more. So what I would do, I would trade Rossman right now where he has value. Get two more pieces for him because our backup catcher, he's not that bad. Trey Rutschman, now that he has value, so we can get another starting pitcher and a bat.
All baseball players, Manny, have cold streaks. Gunnar Henderson batted .274, on-base percentage of .350, and an OPS of .787. All baseball players have cold streaks. If you didn't have cold streaks, the .300 average wouldn't be great.
If you didn't have cold streaks, your name would be Shohei.
Exactly. All right. Baseball players have cold streaks. And if you're saying Adley Rutschman is so bad, how is his trademark value so high? One of those things is not true.
Right.
Let's go to Mike in Harford County. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. A couple guys kind of mirrored what I was going to say. It was one about Boris. I think that changes the whole paradigm. His perception. One, changing ownership. Two, it's changed perception of Boris. And three, it's changed perception of free agents. Now, what do you do with Mayo, Mountcastle, and then what's the guy's name? He's always hurt in the outfield.
Gouser? Gouser?
No,
O'Neal.
With O'Neal, he's going to be almost like, I mean, you got two boppers, man. I mean, we're stuck with that contract. What do you do with him? And
keep him.
You don't have to do anything. Why would you get rid of him now?
You don't need to get rid of him. He's a fourth outfielder, I guess. Okay. He's just another guy you throw in there, right?
All right. I thought you were suggesting to get rid of him.
He's not a fourth outfielder.
No. I'm just saying, you got three guys, if they're healthy, I mean, who knows, could bang 30 home runs.
Right.
I mean, we went from four guys hitting 15 to three guys hitting 30 if they're healthy.
I got your point now. All right. Yeah, you're right. Now, if he's healthy, he said if he's healthy, you got another guy that's going to hit 30-something home runs. And you're right.
But he's not
I don't think he's a fourth outfielder.
No, he's not I wouldn't call him an everyday player per se just because
he's going to get hurt.
That's why I wouldn't call him an everyday player.
If he's healthy. Yeah.
He's going to play most days.
Yeah.
And I understand people are down on him. I'm down on him, too. But the fact is, like, you've seen it. I mean, he's still got the home run streak on opening day. Not that that's something you hang your hat on. He has power, and he gets hot. The difference is, like, you need him to be out there to get hot. That's why we liked Alonzo and Ward so much, is because they show up every day.
I saw him hit a ball in Camden Yards, Jeremy. It was so violent. And I just looked at him around the base thinking, man, if you could play 130 games, my Lord. Unreal. Let's go to another Mike in Harford County. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great signing. It's so much better than Schwarber because Alonzo can play a position. And I think O'Neal is going to be a great DH only. Mm. But the person I feel sorry for the most, Mr. Splash, because we're going to have ice water out there. And every time Alonzo hits a home run, we're going to have a polar bear plunge.
Oh.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Elias, all the haters, how you like them now? I'm going to ask that question, let you chime in at 7:15. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to get into a bunch of different stories. Got some fun stuff to talk about with crazy things that are going on. Might have some sound for you as well. We'll get into that next here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Man. All right, here we go. Let's get stupid. Let's start it off with something we kind of talked about off the air the other day, which... in a roundabout way, you guys will understand as soon as I read the headline. Doctors are now prescribing a pill called the Ozempic of alcohol, which allegedly reduces the urge to drink. Are we going to get to a point where we just have a pill that solves all our problems?
Why not?
We've been doing that for decades.
Yeah.
What is it called? Because I'm looking for it.
There's a pill for everything.
Yeah. I mean, look, so you got Ozempic to lose weight now. You got different ways to cure. Like I've been talking about. The TMS I've been doing for depression and anxiety, it works. Look it up. I'm telling you, there's a place called Synergy Strive. You guys can go. The place is amazing. I this is the best I've ever felt in my life. But now you've got...
you just asked your own question. Is a pill or a shot for everything?
I mean, it feels like it. And now this, and this is something where... it's so funny with alcohol. Alcohol is the one drug that people question why you're not taking it when you're not taking
it. Is.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird. And again, like...
hey, I gave up heroin. Good for you.
Yeah.
I gave up cocaine. Good for you. I gave up alcohol. Why?
Yeah. Why? It's delicious. But no, it's like when you get people that are constantly questioning things and we had the guy... there was the guy that was giving me the hard time about, oh, you talk about weed all the time. And I'm going, why don't you talk to the other two about alcohol too if you're so against everything?
They're throwing us under the bus.
Did you see that? Because that happened.
What was that?
I'm tired.
We just got the drive by.
I can't even afford a bus. It was more like a small SUV.
Vespa.
Yes. Yeah. Meanwhile, as we sit here and look at this story, there was a Reddit user who struggled with alcohol since his teen years and gradually saw dependence affect his quality of life. Said that his first dose of naltrexone resulted in an immediate reframe of his drinking habits. The first time I took it, I still drank, arguably quite a lot, but I didn't spiral. I didn't lose control. He said, I left the party at a decent time, 1 a.m., because I was tired. I woke up the next morning feeling surprisingly fresh. I wonder if he drove home. He didn't say anybody else took him home. Now I barely think about drinking. This Friday, the craving's gone, he declared. I mean, this could be awesome for people. I hope it's not snake oil. It doesn't sound like it.
No, it blocks opioid receptors and stuff. It reduces cravings. I know a little bit of that.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I used to work for an addiction specialist.
The way this was brought up, I was telling a story about someone that said they were taking Ozempic to curb their alcohol cravings. And I was like, does that work? And ironically enough, wake up this morning and see this story.
Yeah.
All right. Got another story for you here. How would you like to call your insurance company and say, yeah, I got into a car accident. Did you get the other person's information? No, because they were flying a plane.
Oh,
did you see this story
in Florida?
Yes.
Yes.
And Florida story. Yeah, it's crazy. There's always a Florida story. This is one too where like, all right, so they're driving down the highway and is it Brevard County?
Brevard.
Brevard County. Mm-hmm. And it said a driver sustained minor injuries when a plane crashed onto their car while landing on the Interstate 95 in Brevard County in Florida. The Florida Highway Patrol reported there's video of it. Somebody has car cam, you know, they're...
Yeah,
and
dash cam.
Yeah, dash cam, thank you. And then you see the plane literally coming down and basically hitting the top of that car and then kind of going out of control on I-95. I retweeted it if you guys want to see it, but if you Google plane crash, you'll find it. Landed right on top of the car. I don't know how this guy survived.
Good landing.
Yeah, very good. All right, so lastly, I want to play you some more audio. You know I like these stories of weird people and weird things happening.
So we have this segment.
Yeah. It's the only reason we have this segment. They were like, hey, we're coming up with ideas. I would like to tell as many weird stories as possible and upset as many people as possible. Hey, why don't we do the world stupid? Joe has the audio for this. This is an interesting story of a man that wants to be a grown baby. I'll just let you listen to it.
An adult baby is somebody who gets satisfaction by dressing or acting as a baby. I either like to put on my crib toys or my mobile and let them play as I fall asleep.
And he doesn't just talk the baby talk. He dedicates 8 hours a day role-playing as a toddler.
It's not sexual at all. It's a feeling of being safe, something I didn't have when I was growing up. And being an adult baby became my way of coping with the world and my own problems.
It is so weird.
Oh,
you watching the videos?
Yes, he's drinking apple juice out of a bottle.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What about, he didn't get this when he was growing up. This is what he's... And by the way, what he's saying...
He's sitting in a high chair. He weighs about 400 pounds.
Well, they're putting talcum powder in his diaper now and getting ready to put that on, so...
I thought the talcum powder was not good for you.
I don't know. He's a big baby. Just a big baby.
Adult babies.
Can you...
Mental health issues are real.
It's definitely real. And by the way, the things he's saying...
This is the problem. He's talking about... This is helping him deal with his issues. You've added another one.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Mental health issues are real.
You need to go back through that and actually deal with those issues and not just say, hey, I've been looking for this since I was a kid. Why don't I just accept all the things I wanted as a baby right now? I mean, this guy's inner child is living his adult life. It's just, this is crazy. And if you guys, I retweeted this, at JCon Sports. You'll see it when it says my eyeballs burn. You'll know when to stop. Because watching this video, you go, Is this real? This is a real person that's going through this on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And he says it's not sexual. I have a hard time believing there's not some aspect of it, but okay. And I think he's telling
you. Diapers on? Well, seriously.
Yeah. Well, I think he's telling the truth about not having this in this childhood.
Where do you get that stuff anyway? Where do you get an adult sized, high chair? That's something, you put your kid in when they're little so they can play with the Cheerios on the little...
You know what he's doing right now? He's saying that, but by the end of the show, he's going to tell us where we can purchase one.
Yeah.
He's going to get one for himself. Hey. Eddie want brekkie.
Change my diaper.
I can't promise you many things. I promise you I won't be doing that.
Hold on. You've gotten some weird role playing. I'm not saying this is something you want, but I could see somebody saying, you know what I'd like to do to you? And you going... Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, because then I get to do what I want to do to you. World of Stupid's over. Actually, it's life. You're living the World of Stupid.
What do the Michael Elias haters have to say now? We'll weigh in on that at 7:15, but on the other side. Do you think the fact that the Ravens are playing for their postseason lives could bring a better version of the team out? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.